Hello, my friends. Welcome back. It is time for the Morning Mindset. My prayer, my hope, is that you are ready today to get your mind aligned with the truth of God. Now, think about that imagery. Alignment. Two things that are running parallel to each other in the same direction. That's what we're looking for here. We want our minds, the way we think, the way we ponder, the way we consider the world, to be aligned with the way God thinks. And we're doing that by getting into the Word of God to understand His truth. Today, we're going to be talking about why you cannot defeat your sin, at least not on your own. You've got to have the help of God. We're going to get into that in Proverbs 16, verse number 6. But before we do, I want to draw your attention to our Friday Pray Together episodes. We publish those every Friday. They are very real requests that are submitted to us, and I just simply pray for them every Friday, and you can listen in and join me in praying for those things. And if you have a request that you would like us to be praying about, you can submit that to carriegreen.com/prayer. You can find that link in the description of this episode. All right, Proverbs 16:6 says this, "By steadfast love and faithfulness, iniquity is atoned for." Now, that word iniquity is another word for sin. So what is he saying? By steadfast love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Atoned for means made up for, paid for, dealt with properly. That's hearkening back to an Old Testament concept of the sacrificial system, where they would sacrifice a lamb of atonement to, so to speak, pay for their sins. And in the Old Testament, the lamb didn't really pay for the sin. The lamb was a symbol representing the atonement that God was making on their behalf through the Messiah that would one day come. Well, we're looking back on that fact. The Messiah has come. That was Jesus Christ. And so he is the one who atones for our sin. Now back to the proverb where it says, by steadfast love and faithfulness, iniquity is atoned for. Our human tendency may be to think, well, I just need to be more steadfast in my love for God and in my faithfulness toward God, and then my sin will be atoned for. But friends, that is not at all even remotely possible, is it? I mean, all you have to do is think about what that really means in the practical day-to-day living of life. That means you have to live a perfect life in order for God to atone for your sin. But that is not what this verse is teaching us. By the impossibility of what it is describing, we know that he is not saying, therefore, you've got to do this. He's saying, you need something outside yourself, someone outside yourself, to atone for this sin. Because you cannot express steadfast love and commit to unyielding and unbroken faithfulness. You just can't do that. But God can, and he has done so on your behalf. Jesus lived a life of steadfast love and faithfulness, so much so that he went all the way to the cross to pay the price for your sin and mine. That is the atonement. That is him paying for our sin. If you think about it, Jesus had no reason to go to the cross, really, because he never sinned. He had nothing to atone for. There was no punishment aimed or directed at him that was justified because he was the perfect God-man. But he went on our behalf. And really, that's the only kind of sacrifice that can be acceptable to God, is one that's perfect and holy. That's why the Old Testament lamb that I mentioned previously had to be spotless. It had to be without defect, because that represented the kind of sacrifice that is acceptable to a holy God, one that's pure, one that's undefiled without blemish. That, my friends, was Jesus. He did that for us. So let me make this very practical. If you come from a religious tradition that teaches you that you need to do things in order to stay in God's favor, like penance or certain prayers or certain kinds of acts of contrition that you need to express toward God, and that then your sin will be atoned for, friends, you've been told a lie. And I believe it's a demonic lie. It's from the pit of hell, because it's distracting you from the actual truth that only through steadfast love and faithfulness, which God has expressed on your behalf, can your sins be atoned for. Friends, this is a powerful lesson that we've all got to learn, and we've got to be able to apply to our own lives through faith in Jesus Christ. So if you have never placed your faith in Jesus, please pray with me here and make it a genuine prayer of your heart. Lord Jesus, thank you for becoming our atonement, the one who paid for the sins we cannot pay for and we cannot defeat on our own. Thank you for your steadfast love and your faithfulness that has atoned for our sin, our iniquity. Please apply that to me today and enable me to walk in obedience to you. Jesus, thank you for being so good to us. In your name we pray.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.